With pass-by traffic, you have a metric that captures total opportunity. It's not a perfect measure of opportunity because it doesn't capture differences in the makeup of the pass-by shopper population. Not too long from now, I'll tackle some metrics that can refine your view of opportunity. But even without those refinements, it's a powerful metric, and when combined with point-of-sale data, it provides true conversion rates by area, section, even down to the square foot level. Having both ends of the funnel, opportunity and conversion, is nice, but it isn't everything. Calculating total conversion lets you measure raw performance, but it doesn't give you much of a clue about why performance is good or bad. To get that kind of detail, it's necessary to go inside the funnel. And with shopper journey data, going inside the conversion funnel starts with time-based measures of engagement. A shopper goes into a section. That's an opportunity. But what if the shopper walks directly through the section without stopping or even pausing? Without engagement, there's no opportunity for conversion. Fortunately, it's pretty easy to measure engagement at any level of the store, from the store as a whole, to a section, to a single display. Just measure time spent. A shopper who spends 5 minutes in a section is a genuine opportunity. A shopper who spends 15 seconds, they were just passing through. On websites, we always worried that time spent was an easy metric to misinterpret. It could just as easily mean that a shopper wasn't finding what they were looking for as that they were engaged. And while a similar dynamic can happen in the store, especially at the macro store level, it's a lot less likely. The whole point of the store is to get shoppers' hands on products, and the more time they spend in merchandising areas, the better. There are a couple of important things to keep in mind about a time-based engagement metric. First, the time to engagement is dependent on the type of area. A shopper who spends 30 seconds in your store wasn't engaged. A shopper who spends 30 seconds at a product table might have been. When measuring engagement in a section, you can use a pure time calculation, like average time per shopper, or you can use threshold metrics, counting shoppers who clear specific time hurdles, like spent more than 2 minutes. Average gives you a direct measure of time, but it can be distorted by a few very long sessions or a lot of pure pass-by traffic. Threshold metrics give you a count of how many shoppers spent at least some specific amount of time in an area. They aren't vulnerable to outliers, but they may not give you a sense of just how engaged shoppers were. Both metrics have meaning. In our DM1 platform, we provide average time metrics plus two configurable threshold metrics we call lingers and considers. That allows an analyst to fill in multiple steps in the conversion funnel, understanding opportunity, percent of opportunity that engaged a little, lingers, and percent of opportunity with deep engagement, considers. In my next post, I'll discuss a further refinement of this, a metric that helps you distinguish pure pass-by traffic from the potentially engaged. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.